Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us this morning.
父啊，早晨为着你的同在感谢你。
We thank you for the privilege of being able to meet with you and with our brothers and sisters.
我们感谢你给我们这个特权来和你相会，和弟兄姊妹相会。
Oh Lord, how we need to hear from you this morning.
主啊，帮助我们能够从你那里听到话语。
May your Holy Spirit work among us.
愿你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
May brothers and sisters hear only from you and nothing from me.
主啊，愿弟兄姊妹听到的是从你那里来的话语。
Oh Lord, may you bring peace to my heart to share this morning.
主啊，愿你把平安放在我的心里面，好叫我可以和弟兄姊妹分享。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In the beginning of a new year, we tend to look back and reflect on the year that has passed.
在一年开始，我们常常会想要回想过去的一年。
We can remember all the ways that God has blessed us and give thanks to Him.
我们可以想到神所在各方面祝福我们的，而把感谢献给他。
And there are many.
实在是有很多。
But we also have regrets.
但是我们也有很多懊悔的地方。
This is evidenced by the fact that we make New Year's resolutions.
证据就是我们每年新年总要想要立一些新的心愿。
Things that we would like to be different in 2010.
我们想要在2010年上这些有想要做过一些不同的事情。
But if you're like me, then you try not to make any resolutions at the New Year's time.
但如果你像我一样的话，好像在新年的时候就不想立任何的心愿。
But even so, I can't escape the fact that that I have fallen short.
但是虽然如此，我仍然是实在要说我有亏欠的地方。
Things in life don't always work out the way that we want them to.
在我们的生活里面，很多事情并不照着我们所想要的经历出来。
We see that there's failures in our spiritual life.
我们看到在我们属灵生活上有亏欠的地方。
In our relationship with others,
我们和其他人的关系方面有亏欠的地方。
In our health, our finances,
在我们健康上，在我们财务上。
School work,
在我们学校的功课上。
Careers and so on,
在我们工作上和等等。
As I was praying about what I should share this morning,
当我在思想我今天早晨要分享的。
I felt that God's word of encouragement to me, and I hope that is also a word of encouragement to you, is this.
我盼望这是神所要给我的激励，我盼望也是要给各位的激励。
From Hebrews chapter 12, run the race with perseverance.
在希伯来书十二章有讲过说，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的道路。
Don't be discouraged by the seeming lack of progress.
不要因为我们没有进程而受到沮丧。
And to be patient.
要忍耐。
If you can turn with me to the book of James, chapter 5.
如果我们可以一起翻到雅各书第五章。
We'll read a couple of verses from James, chapter 5.
我们要在雅各书第五章里面读几节经文。
Verses 7 and 8.
第七节和第八节。
James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near.
第七节，第八节。弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨、春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
And I'd like to read a complimentary passage in 2 Peter.
我先要读彼得后书。
From 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9.
彼得后书第三章第八节到第九节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
彼得后书第三章第八节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
In these two passages of scripture, we can see that they're speaking about patience.
我们在刚才读的两处经文中，我们看到所讲到的都是忍耐。
They're also talking about the Lord's return.
也讲到说主的再来。
I think though that they also apply in our daily pursuit of God.
我想它在我们每天追求神的上面也是非常可以适用的。
The people who originally heard these passages, they are waiting for the Lord's return as we are.
当那些时候一开始听到这些经文的弟兄姐妹，他们也像我们一样等候主的回来。
And of course, they have died without Jesus returning.
那当然他们也在那时候也过去了，而主还没有回来。
But we are in the same situation.
我们今天也处在同样的情况里面。
We know that Jesus could return at any time, or that our lives could end at any time.
我们知道主耶稣可以在任何时候的回来，但我们也知道我们的生命也许在任何时候都可以过去。
And the message to the saints at that time is the same as the messages to us, is to be patient.
那在这两处经文也鼓励我们的就是我们要有忍耐的心。
Patience is a part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道忍耐也是圣灵所结的果子之一。
So I want to share a few examples from the Bible of people who were forced to be patient.
我想啊，各位交通一下，在圣经上我们看到几个人物，他们必须要能够忍耐。
Quickly take a look at three examples.
我们要很快来看三个人物。
Starting with two from the Old Testament.
有从两位在旧约里面的人物开始。
Maybe two of the most famous people in the Old Testament.
也是在旧约圣经里面两个非常有名的人物。
So the first one is Moses.
第一位是摩西。
So I think everyone is familiar with Moses.
我想大家对摩西都非常的熟悉。
And we know that he felt the call in his life to serve his people.
因为我们知道他在他生命中蒙召来服侍他的百姓。
When he became a man, he tried to be a righteous judge.
当他是做人的时候，他试着想要做一个公义的审判官。
In Exodus chapter 2, is where we can find that story, and you see that there's an Egyptian who is abusing an Israelite.
因为我们在出埃及记第二章有看到这样的故事，那里有一个埃及人，他在苦待以色列人。
And Moses' feelings are so strong that he killed the Egyptian.
我们看到摩西对这个以色列同胞的感觉非常的强，所以他就把那个埃及人杀死了。
That was his own strength and his own timing.
他是用他自己的能力来做这样事，自己的时间来做这样的事情。
So God had Moses wait for 40 years.
所以呢，神就叫摩西要等候40年。
In the end, Moses did very great things for God.
之后呢，摩西才可以为神做更大的事情。
I think greater things than he would have ever imagined.
我想这是他所能想象的最伟大的事情了。
But he had to wait for 40 years.
但是呢，他必须要等候40年。
I think God had Moses wait because Moses was not yet ready to serve him.
我想神要摩西等候，因为他看见摩西在神面前并没有预备好来侍奉神。
The Israelites were not yet ready.
而以色列人也没有预备好。
The second example is David.
第二个人我要讲的是大卫。
Also very famous.
他也是非常有名的人物。
He was anointed to be king.
他曾被高作君王。
But he had to wait.
但是他必须要等候。
I was trying to figure out how long he waited.
我在试着想算出他究竟等了多久。
It's kind of difficult to calculate it.
似乎是很难找出精确的时间。
Some people say he waited 5 years, and some people figure more like 20 years.
有些人说或许他已经等了5年，有些人说他等了20多年。
But regardless of how long it was, we can see that he did wait.
但是不管怎样，他等了多久，我们确定的是他 是等了，是等候了。
In 1st and 2nd Samuel, can read the history and see that David's time of waiting was not spent relaxing.
我们读撒母耳记上下，我们可以看见大卫在等候的时间里面呢，他的生活并不是很平顺的。
It's very dangerous and difficult.
那时是充满危险、充满困难的生活。
If you read some of his psalms.
如果你读了他所做的一些诗篇，
then you can also see that David's time of waiting was very painful for him emotionally and spiritually.
你可以感觉到他在等候的时间里面，在他的魂的感觉和灵里面都是非常的痛苦的。
He faced very difficult circumstances and he felt abandoned by God.
他在那里经历非常困难的情况，他有时候甚至感觉他被神所抛弃了。
In Hebrews 12, we see that.God disciplines those that he loves.
在希伯来书十二章有讲到说，神所爱的他必管教。
David was anointed and he knew that he was to be the king.
大卫被膏，他知道他要做君王。
He required great faith and patience to make it through this time of waiting.
但是在这等候的时间里面，实在是需要他极大的忍耐和耐心。
I have the greatest respect for his character.
我对大卫有很大的尊敬。
The third and final example is from the New Testament.
在最后一个例子呢，是从新约里面的人物。
That's a little bit different, maybe not quite as famous.
这是有点不同，也许这个人物并不那么有名。
It's from Acts chapter 3 and 4.
这是在《使徒行传》第三章和第四章所讲到的人。
It's the story of the crippled man who, who would beg.
这是讲到那一个瘸腿的人，他求主的医治。
And when Peter saw him, he said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
彼得就对那个人说：“金银我都没有，但我把我所有的赐给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。”
The reason I picked this example is because the Bible tells us something about this man.
我选择这个人物，因为圣经上的确把这个人物摆在我们的面前。
It says that he was over 40 years old when he was healed.
因为圣经上讲到这个人得医治的时候，他已经40多岁了。
Other than that, we don't know a lot about him.
除此之外，我们对这个人所认识的并不多。
Was he praying every day for God to heal him? We don't know that.
他是否每天在神面前祷告求医治呢？我们并不知道。
But the one thing that caught my attention is that he was waiting over 40 years.
但是有一件事可以确定的是，他实在是等了40多年。
He was crippled from birth.
因为他生下来就是瘸腿的。
But God used him to be a very important point in the history of the church and a significant event in the Bible.
但是神使用了这个人在教会初期的历史里面做了一个重要的见证。
So, the reason that I chose these three examples is not to, try to convince you that you are all be great leaders.
我用这三个例子并不是说要告诉他说 You are all great leaders.
No, not all great leaders.
并不是要告诉说每一位都是成为伟大的领袖。
Or that we will...not all be so visible in the history of the church.
或者说我们每个人在历史上教会历史上都会成为有名的人。
The reason I chose these examples is because I think that they really show the importance of patience.
那我之所以选择这三个例子是因为我觉得他们在忍耐的这个功课上有很重要的意义。
Patience and perseverance.
忍耐和能够Perseverance, okay. 坚忍，对，意思差不多，忍耐和坚忍。
God is at work in your life.
神在你们的生命中在工作。
He has spoken to you.
他向着你说话。
Whether directly or through the Bible.
或者是借着圣经上直接告诉你。
Through other brothers and sisters.
或者借着其他弟兄姊妹告诉你。
Through circumstances.
或者在环境中告诉你。
God has called us and chosen us.
神已经呼召我们，也拣选了我们。
And we have made commitments to him.
我们也向他有这样的摆上。
I think a lot of times we want things to happen very quickly.
我们觉得好像很多时候我们想要事情很快的发生。
We're used to things getting faster and faster and more efficient.
我们也觉得说事情应该越做越快，越做越有效率。
When things in our own spiritual life or personal life don't happen the way that we want to in such a quick fashion, then at least I become disappointed.
那有时候我们觉得我们属灵的生命并没有这样快速成长的时候，好像至少对我而言，有时候我会失望。
But if you just consider not only these three examples, but just all throughout the Bible, the stories of God's people.
但如果你不仅仅是看我们刚才讲的这三个人物，也看圣经上这些神所写下来的人物，我们可以看见。
Then we see that things don't, that often things don't happen quickly at all.
那我们就看到很多时候事情并不是很快的就往前进。
And God requires of his children to have perseverance and patience.
所以神要求他的百姓要能够有忍耐，有坚忍。
So we can't give up.
所以我们不应该放弃。
Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
亲爱的弟兄啊，不要忘记，在主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
主的应许尚未成就，他并不是单言，乃是宽容。因为他愿意，他不愿意一人，他不愿意一人沉沦，乃愿意万人悔改。
God loves us, and the plan that He has for us is so much better than anything that we could come up with on our own.
神爱我们，他所为我们预定的计划，乃是超过我们自己能够计划出来的。
Lastly, I'd like to leave you with this verse from Philippians 1:6.
最后我要讲到要把这些经文留给大家，是腓立比书第一章第六节。
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
弟兄姊妹们，新年好
！Brother and sister, have a good new year.
感谢主，让我们在新的一年第一个主日来聚集。
We thank our Lord that we can gather together on the first Sunday before the Lord.
我们刚才弟兄已经跟我们讲到他对我们的勉励。
Our brother just shared his encouragement to us.
我也在这里有一点的交通。
And I also have some fellowship here.
好不好？我们来读两处经文。
Let's read two passages.
我们来读以弗所书第五章。
First is in Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们来读第十五和十六两节。
Verses 15 and 16.
十五和十六。
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16.
翻到之后，弟兄姊妹，我们可以一同练中文我们一起来好吗
？Chinese，
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。对，我们写英文的，等一下。
Okay. Then let's read it together in English.Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
第二处我们来练加拉太书第六章第十节。
The second passage is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10.
加拉太书第六章第十节。
Galatians 6 verse 10.
好，我们中文也是一起来。
Together in Chinese.
所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。英文。
Together in English. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith.
刚才我们弟兄讲到忍耐。
Our brother just shared about patience.
这跟时间有关系。
That's something to do with time.
因为时间长了。我们才需要忍耐。
Because as the time prolongs, we need to have a patience.
我要讲的这个部分呢，跟时间力有关系。
What I'm going to share is something about time as well.
似乎圣灵好像在今年呢，特别提醒我们关于时间的紧要。
As if the Holy Spirit continues to remind us about the importance of time.
刚才我们读到以弗所书第五章说，叫我们要爱惜光阴。
Ephesians chapter 5 we just read, it mentioned that we need to be make the most of your time.
所以在这个岁月转换的日子，
as we are at the change of years,
我们特别要和弟兄姊妹们来交通一下关于时间的重要。
We would like to fellowship upon the importance of time.
去年有一次有一位姊妹邀请我和柯云弟兄去向一个病人传福音。
Last year we were both Brother Kui Yun and myself were invited to share the gospel with a patient.
这是一个患绝症的病人，他的日子只剩下几天，用天来算的。
The patient was had a terminal illness, and he only have a few days to live.
我们呢，就要向他传福音，盼望他能够接受主，得到永生。
We share the gospel with him and hope that he will receive the Lord.
但是呢，他实在很不愿意信主。
And yet he was not willing.
所以后来呢，他就讲了一些话，想要来气气我。
And at the last, actually, he said something, tried to frustrate us.
但是没想到呢，他这个话倒是对我有很大的一个提醒。
And actually, that his word just brought me a great reminder.
他看看柯云弟兄啊，看看我。
He looked at our brother and also at me.
他就说呢，您呢，就是柯远啊，您呢，这个去读博士学位啊，还有可能。
He said to our brothers that there's a hope for you to continue your study for PhD.
然后再看看我呢，他说你呢就没希望了。
And he looked at me and said, oh, okay, there's no hope for you for PhD.
本来就没希望，但是听到还是不很舒服。
Of course, I have no hope in that, but when I heard that, I didn't feel too good.
我自己的脑袋呢，的确反应也迟钝。
Actually, I want to touch my brain, and I feel like my reaction is not as sharp.
记忆力也减退了。
My memory also deteriorates.
岁月真的是不饶人。
Yes, I don't have that much time.
让我想起小时候啊，我们读小学。
That reminded me when I was in the elementary school.
书上告诉我们说要爱惜光阴，求学要努力。
It told us we need to treasure the time and we need to study hard.
我们那时候都把它当作是那是老师的事情，我们不需要听。
When we heard that, we feel like this is something that the teacher says and nothing to do with us.
我们写作文的时候自己也会写。
When we did our writings, we also can put a statement like that.
我们说一寸光阴一寸金。
And we said, Yeah, the time is as precious as gold.
寸金难买寸光阴。
Yeah, but you cannot purchase time with gold.
小时候真不觉得这句话很真实。
When I was a little, I didn't feel like that statement was true.
等到忽然之间五十多岁了，还记得说，哎呀，那真的是智慧之言啊。
Until now, I'm in my 50s, I feel like that it is the words of wisdom.
对基督徒来说，光阴不仅是金钱。
To Christians, time is not only money.
更可以说是生命。
It is life.
因为神给我们光阴，就是要我们来得更丰盛的生命。
Because God gave us time so that we can gain more abundant life.
所以我们越年幼得救的是越有福气的。
So if you are saved when in your youth, you are more blessed.
那光阴不仅是生命，而且呢，也是等于属灵的产业。
Time is not only life, but also is equal to the spiritual inheritance.
神给我们许许多多的机会。
God has given us many opportunities.
让我们来积蓄我们的产业。
So that we can accumulate our wealth.
所以当主耶稣回来，当时间结束的时候。
So as the Lord returns, as time comes to an end.
我们可以丰丰富富地进入主耶稣基督永远的国。
So that we can enter into the kingdom of Christ abundantly.
但是好像在不知不觉中，我们很容易浪费时间。
And yet, unwillingly, we seem to waste our time.
我们总觉得时间还很多。
We feel like we still have a lot of time.
但是事实上我们仔细一想。
But and yet, as we put some thought to it.
时间并不是那么多的。
We don't have that much time at all.
如果说按照诗篇第九十篇的话来说。
If we are according to a Psalm 90.
就算我们强壮有80岁。
If we are strong, then we can live up to 80 years old.
这80年呢，我们把它当作说是我们今天得了80块钱。
In the span of 80 years, we can consider it that we have $80.
我们每用掉一块钱，我们就口袋就少一块钱。
Every time we use $1, then we are $1 less.
不知不觉我们的口袋呢已经不到一半的钱了。
And unknowingly now we only have a half of the money left.
当不到一半的时候啊，后面要用完就很快了。
Once you go over the half, then it seems to go faster. You use up the rest.
你看，在这八十年中间，我们有一段好长的成长期，譬如说二十年嘛。
In the span of 80 years, we spent about 20 years for our growth.
我们又有一段衰老期，我们说算它十年吧。
And in our old age, probably for 10 years.
中间好像有五十年。
And in between, there are 50 years.
但是去掉吃饭睡觉。
But you have to discount the time we spend on eating and sleeping.
工作娱乐
and our work and also our entertainment.
所以剩下就不多了。
So that much time left.
就好像啊，你那个钓了一条鱼啊，如果你送给人家去 fillet 的话。
Just like you hook up a fish and you send it to be filleted.
把头斩掉，把尾斩掉。
You cut out the head and the tail.
把骨去掉，把皮去掉，把内脏拿掉。
You get out the intestine and you get rid of the bones.
所剩就不多了。
And there's nothing much left.
这就是我们今天能够用来追求主的时间。
Actually, this is as if the time we have to pursue after the Lord.
特别是使徒保罗告诉我们说，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Especially Apostle Paul tells us that the days are evil.
世代邪恶的情况是随着年日更加的严重的。
Actually, the evil condition will continue to be worsened as time goes along.
仇敌要抢夺我们的时间，要把我们的产业减少的这个努力呢，是比以前更厉害的。
The enemy try to capture our time and try to get rid of us the opportunity to accumulate the spiritual wealth.
所以使徒劝勉我们说要爱惜光阴。
So Apostle encouraged us we need to take the opportunity.
这个爱惜可以把它翻译成为赎回。
There's one translation talk about to make the opportunity as a redeeming.
这个光阴呢在希腊原文里面也可以有一种的字是时间的意思。
So the concerning time, there's a translation as time.
然后还有一种另外一个字呢是机会的意思。
Another translation or another meaning of the word in the origin is concerning opportunities.
所以光阴好像什么呢？
So what is time?
光阴就好像一个做生意的人他手中的本钱。
The time is like a capital a businessman has.
一个生意人他总是要用他的本钱去获取利益。
The businessman has to deal to earn some interest.
那么做得好的人呢，他就能够生意越做越大。
If you are a good businessman, then you can make a good deal and make your business prosper.
但是做得不好的人呢，就亏本，甚至于破产。
If you are not a good businessman, then you might eventually go bankrupt.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在属灵的投资上也是这样。
Brother and sister, is by the same token, it is for our spiritual investment.
那么，它的决定就取决于我们在时间、在机会上面，我们是做智慧人呢，还是做愚昧人
The critical point is that concerning time, are we to be wise or to be unwise?
我这些日子思想自己的这五十多年的时间。
As I think in the past few days concerning my past 50 years,
我深深有个感觉，我在这个方面是一个愚昧人。
I really have a deep feeling that I was unwise concerning time.
神曾经给我很多的机会和时间。
God gave me many opportunities and time.
但是我并没有好好的把握它。
But I didn't lay hold of those opportunities.
所以无论是在属事方面的这些的学习工作。
No matter is in the side of worldly pursuit concerning study and work.
在属灵方面的追求侍奉。
Or the spiritual service and pursuit.
我感觉到非常的失败，也非常的惭愧。
I feel I'm a failure. I have much shame.
所以今天和弟兄姊妹交通这关于赎回光阴这个意念。
So I would like to fellowship with you concerning redeeming the time.
也是我在跨年祷告聚会的时候和弟兄姊妹交通的一个心愿。
That is also the resolution I fellowship with the brother and sister during the cross year prayer meeting.
好像在神的恩典中。
Pray that by the grace of God.
真是还能够把那个我们所浪费的、所荒废的年日，还把它赎回来。
We can truly redeem the time which we have wasted.
靠着主的恩典，让我们能够把它赎回来。
By God's grace, we can redeem it back.
关于时间的这方面，和弟兄姊妹有两点的交通。
Concerning the time, I would like to share two points.
首先，第一个。我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们起来晨更。
The first point is that I would like to encourage brothers and sisters. We have a morning devotion.
我们中国有一句话叫做"一日之计在于晨"。
There's a Chinese saying that the best time of the day is in the morning.
一年之计在于春。
The best time of the year is in the spring.
如果你想要做计划，那最好的时间呢？一年里面是春天，就是一年开头的时候。
If you want to make a good plan, spring is the time that you will do the planning.
感谢主，我们今年才到第三天啊。
We thank the Lord now is only the third day of the new year.
所以你要立志还来得及。
So it's still soon enough for you to make a resolution.
要做计划还来得及。
It's a good time for you to do planning.
我一日之计在于晨呢，就更宝贵了。
And it is more precious that the morning is the best time of the day.
一年呢，神给我们365天。
For a year, on average, the Lord gave us 365 days.
天天的早晨都是我们的机会。
And every morning is our opportunity.
这个晨更，本来这个更字呢，就是那个更替的更啊。
Yeah, in Chinese, the morning devotion. Yeah, it's a change of time.
我喜欢把它当做什么呢？就是早晨起来耕种。
Make it in another way that is in the morning we do the planting.
好像神分给我们一块田。
As if the Lord given us, allotted us a field.
我们就是那个农夫。
And we are as if a farmer.
我们可以做一个懒惰的农夫。
We could be a lazy farmer.
也可以做一个殷勤的农夫。
Or we can be a diligent one.
就看我们用什么态度来对待这块田地。
It all depends our attitude toward the field the Lord has allotted to us.
我们知道有耕种才有收获。
We know that the harvest come with our planting.
如果我们任凭我们的田地荒废的话呢，最后我们就一无所成。
If we just let it be, then we have nothing to gain.
是在箴言第六章第九到十一节这样说。
So in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 9-11, it says.
说懒惰人呐，你要睡到几时呢？
It says, How long will you lie down, O sluggard?
你何时睡醒呢?
When will you arise from your sleep?
再睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时。
A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest.
你的贫穷就如强盗速来。
Your poverty will come in like a vagabond.
你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
And your need like an armed man.
这里讲到睡觉的问题。
It talks about sleep.
睡觉跟我们的晨更是紧紧相连的。
Our sleep is right next to our morning devotion.
去年我们第一次啊，在基要真理里面有这个晨更这个题目。
Last year we have a topic on morning devotion in the in my basic truth group.
我们弟兄姊妹呢，有的人信主很久了，他们说还没有人告诉他们说要晨更了。
For some brothers and sisters who have believed the Lord for quite some time, and they haven't heard that we need to do morning devotion.
所以大家听了以后都觉得很新鲜。
So everybody heard that, they feel like quite surprised.
第一天听的时候大家都觉得跃跃欲试。
The first time when they heard the teaching, they feel like they would like to do it.
但后来再问一问了、真正在实行的还不是很多。
But later on, as we check, it seems not that many put that into practice.
我不知道我们的弟兄姊妹们早晨的时候我们怎样用它。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how we use our mornings.
我们是不是睡到我们不得不起来的时候，我们才去上班或才去做事？
Do we just sleep to the point that we have to get up, and then once we get up, then we just get right into our job or to do things?
如果不需要上班的话，那我们就尽量的睡呢。
If we don't have to work that day, then we just sleep all the way.
还是我们笑话我们的主耶稣，早晨起来，他就到神的面前去。
Or we imitate our Lord Jesus Christ as he got up and then he will went right before the Lord.
我们在床和主中间的一个选择。
It is a choice between the bed and our Lord.
看出我们在时间的运用上，在爱主的心智上。
That choice actually revealed our attitude and our desire for the Lord.
刚才箴言已经很清楚告诉我们了。
It says pretty clearly in Proverbs.
如果我们对这个床很多的依恋的话。
If we like much the bad,
我们的贫穷就会速速的来到。
The poverty will come pretty soon.
到什么程度呢？
To what point?
就像强盗来啊，把所有的好东西都抢走了。
Just like robbers that will capture everything we have.
像那个拿兵器的人来。
It will come just like an armed man.
啊，不但抢的财物。
Not only capture, they will capture the treasure.
连生命都受到威胁。
And also our life is under threat.
弟兄姊妹们，在属灵上面是不是真的这样呢？
Brother and sister, is that true for our spiritual condition?
我们若是不耕种，
If we do not plant,
不仅我们的产业不会有，
Not only we won't have any our harvest,
连我们的属灵生命都会受到很大的亏损，甚至于伤害。
There will be a lot of shortcomings in our spiritual conditions.
我在这里要讲一个故事去激励我们弟兄姊妹。
I would like to share a story to encourage brothers and sisters.
这个晨更不是说要信主多少年的老基督徒才能做。
Morning devotion is not for those who have been in the Lord for many years.
这是在台湾一位长老，他叫吴勇，吴勇长老。
There's an elder back in Taiwan. His name was 吴勇。
他二十多岁信主。
He believed the Lord when he in his 20s.
后来他成为神手中大用的一个仆人。
And he became a great vessel used by the Lord.
但是这一切从哪里开始呢？
But when all did that begin?
从晨更。
It began with the morning devotion.
当他信主四个礼拜的时候。
When he believed the Lord only 4 weeks.
他们有七个弟兄姊妹的参加一个主日学班。
There were 7 brothers and sisters attending a Sunday school class.
结果有一天呢，这个老师说下个礼拜不能来有几个礼拜不能来。
One day the teacher said that he won't be able to attend the class for the next couple of weeks.
那他们七个人就在那边商量说，那下个礼拜这几个礼拜怎么办呢？
So seven of them just have some fellowship what they should do for the following few weeks.
大家就互相问问看，你信主几年？你信主多久？
And so they just check on each other, so how long have you believed the Lord?
那这个吴弟兄是信主最短的一位。
Brother Wu, at that time was at the shortest length in terms of being the children of God.
所以他想说绝对不会轮到他了。
So he thought that you won't be his turn.
有一个三年的。
There was a brother believing the Lord for 3 years.
有一个信主两年的。
Another 2 years.
但是他们都说不行不行。
But both of them said, no, we cannot do it.
最后推到不行，最后就剩下他一个，就是信主四个礼拜的。
So they just push around until they came to him and he only believed the Lord for 4 weeks.
所以他们推他到一个地步呢，他是不能够推迟的。
So they kind of pressure on him to the point that he cannot say no.
所以他硬着头皮就答应了，下个礼拜他当讲员了。
So he has to say yes, then I will speak next week.
结果一回去跟他太太讲了，太太说，你胆子好大。
So when he went home and fellowship with his wife, and his wife said, "Oh, wow, you are so brave."
但是这个太太很有智慧。
Yeah, the wife was very wise.
还是跟他讲。
She said.
他说你要先有所得，才有所给。
She said, "You have to gain something, then you have something to give."
他说从明天早上开始。
From tomorrow morning.
你就跟太阳比赛吧。
Then you're going to race against the sun.
他一听什么叫跟太阳比赛
？And he was wondering what that mean.
啊，这姊妹就跟他解释一下。
So the wife explained to him a little bit.
以色列人在旷野的时候
，Israelites in the wilderness.
他们每天早上要起来捡玛纳。
Every morning they have to rise up early to pick up manna.
那些睡懒觉的人呢，那天就没有食物吃了。
For those who like to sleep, then they will have no food to eat.
因为太阳一出来啊，玛纳就融化掉了。
Because when summer rises, then the manna will disappear.
他说，圣经就是玛纳。
And she said that the Bible is manna.
就是我们属灵的食物。
It is our spiritual food.
所以你要跟太阳比赛呢，太阳还没起来，你要先拿起来。
So you have to race against the sun. You have to rise up before the sun rises.
感谢主啊，那弟兄很不错。
Thank the Lord, our brother was pretty good.
就接受了姊妹给他的建议。
He accepted the advice.
从那一天起，直到他离世为止。
From that day on until he departed from the world.
天天就跟太阳比赛。
He raced against the sun every day.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主能够使用任何人。
God can use anybody.
只要我们有心。
As long as we have a desire.
吴勇长老怎样被主这样来使用。
How the Brother Wu was used by the Lord.
我们照样可以这样来追求，来被主所使用。
We can also pursue in this way and to be used by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要抱怨说，我们在一起聚会，没有供应，没有得着。
Brother and sister, we should not complain that as we gather together, we don't get provided, we don't feel supplied.
若是我们大家都这样齐心努力。
Actually, as long as we have a desire all together.
我们聚在一起的时候。
As we gather together.
不论是多少人。
No matter how many we have.
不论是怎样的聚会。
No matter what kind of gatherings.
有没有什么一个特别属灵的人来带领。
Whether there's a special spiritual man to lead us.
都会是丰富。
And then our gatherings will be rich and abundant.
若不是这样
，If not in this way,
那无论怎样还是贫穷的。
No matter what we do, we are still poor.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们，我们大家起来晨更。
So I will encourage brothers and sisters, let's do morning devotion.
一定会有征战。
There's going to be some spiritual warfare.
我们的肉体会一直想要拉住我们去睡觉。
Our flesh will kind of hold us back to back to the bed.
我们整个习惯的改变。一定要相当的努力才能够克服。
It is a change of a habit that will require some effort.
但是如果我们肯祷告
，But as long as we are willing to pray,
肯求主的帮助
，We ask the help from the Lord.
我相信恩典会把我们扶持上来。
I believe that the grace will support us.
那么关于机会的这一方面
，Concerning the matter of opportunity,
就是我们怎么样去赎回机会。
The point is how we.To redeem the opportunities.
机会是在时间里。
Opportunities are in time.
机会的意思就是说，你在适当的时候说话行事。
The meaning of opportunity is that you will do and act at the right time.
意思就是说，我们知道怎样抓住时间。
That means how we know how to lay hold of time.
弟兄姊妹们。我们必须有生命的感觉才会抓时间。
Brother and sister, we need to live according to life, then we will know how to lay hold of time.
如果我们生命的感觉很迟钝
，If we are very slow following the life,
机会来了，我们很容易就让它失落。
Even we have opportunities, we will just let it go by very easily.
所以我们需要去操练它。
So we need to exercise it.
我们需要有属灵的装备。
We need to be equipped spiritually.
如果有属灵的感觉，再加上有属灵的装备。
If we have a spiritual sense and we are equipped spiritually.
那么当机会来的时候，我们不仅能知道。
When the opportunity comes, then we will know.
而且我们有力量可以行动。
Then we are strong enough we can act.
那么这些机会是什么呢
？So what are these opportunities?
像要抓住机会爱主。
It seems, first one is we need to lay hold opportunity to love the Lord.
就像玛利亚抓住机会。用她的香膏膏在主耶稣的身上。
Just like Mary, who anointed the Lord Jesus when she got opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们，当主有个机会要我们来服侍他。
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord gave us opportunity to serve Him.
当我们在波饼聚会里边，圣灵感动我们来向他祷告，来献上赞美。
So when we are in the breaking of bread meetings, the Lord move us to give Him praise and worship.
我们是否能够欣然答应，不要推迟呢？
Can we happily agree and not to say no?
刚才加拉太书第六章讲到说，要找一有机会就要向众人行善。
And also mentioned in Galatians chapter 6 is that we need to hold on the opportunity to do good for all people.
像圣徒一家的人更当如此。
Especially for those who are of the household of faith.
意思就是说我们把神他的善良用来对待我们周遭的每一个人。
That means we manifest God's goodness toward the people around us.
特别是我们亲爱的家人。
Especially our dear family members,
还有我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and also our dear brothers and sisters.
那么有几个点也许我们可以做
A few points probably we can put in practice.
我们要抓住机会我们应当道歉的时候我们就要向人道歉
We need to lay hold the opportunity when we feel sorry we have to apologize.
不要去累积、这些的怨气
Don't let the anger to be accumulated.
我们应当找机会早早的从心里面来赦免别人
We need to lay hold opportunity to forgive others.
不要叫这个不饶恕的东西一直在里面伤我们自己。
Don't allow the unforgiveness spirit to hurt ourselves.
我们当找机会去爱人。
We need to lay hold opportunity to love others.
在我们周遭最亲密的人当中。
For the dear persons around us.
我们应该向他们说有恩典的话。
We need to say words of grace.
我们不要说菜煮得好的时候都没听见什么声音。
We need to say something when the dishes are good.
菜一煮咸了以后，这个讲的全家都听见了。
And when the dishes are too salty, we kind of start to complain.
我们能不能跟我们亲爱的配偶说良善的话语
？Can we say kind words to our spouse?
当他最需要你的鼓励的时候，我们可以不要伤害他
？Let us not to hurt them when they need the encouragement the most.
另外讲到行善有人需要金钱的帮助
concerning doing good there are some people are in financial need
我们能不能 不要顾到我们自己能够把钱给出去
Can we just care us less and give out
还有另外我们得找机会来救人灵魂
And also we need to lay hold opportunity to save others
今天不救明天也许就太迟
If we do not save today it might be too late Tomorrow.
是否有人因为我们的懒惰而失去了得救的机会
If there is anyone who lost the opportunity to be saved because of our laziness
最后我希望我们的朋友们如果有朋友在这里的话
Lastly, I would like to mention to our friends if there are any
你也能够抓住机会得救
You will also lay hold the opportunity to be saved
以赛亚书五十五章第六节这样说
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 2, 6 it says
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他相近的时候求告他
Seek the Lord while he may be found Call upon him while he is near
可寻找的时候
When he can be found
相近的时候
When he is near
这不仅是时间的问题
This is not just a matter of time
也是机会的问题
This is a matter of opportunity
当你来到神的会中
So as you come among God's assembly
盼望你能打开你的心门接受主耶稣
I hope that you will open your heart to receive Christ.
在这今年的第一个主日
as the on the first Sunday of this new year,
你就得着这无价的救恩
You will receive this priceless salvation.
神圣的永远的生命
And this eternal life.
我本来希望啊，弟兄们大概只会给我五分钟。
I was hoping that I only need to share about 5 minutes.
不过他们两位弟兄都很客气啊，给我留了还很多时间。
But our brothers was very good and have given me much time.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹哈，这个打开诗篇第十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm, chapter 16.Psalm 16.
我也想用这一篇诗篇里面的一些重点呢，和弟兄姊妹彼此有点勉励。
I would like to have a mutual encouragement through some points in this song.
我们看诗篇第十六篇，这是大卫的诗。
This is a David's song.
我们只挑选其中的几节读一下。
We're going to read a few verses from this song.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心哪、你曾对耶和华说你是我的主我的好处不在你以外。
I said to the Lord, You are my Lord, I have no good besides you.
第四节
Verse 4、
以别神代替耶和华的他的愁苦必加增
The sorrow of those who have a bartered for another God will be multiplied、
这句话呢可以这样说呢以别的代替主的他们的愁苦必加增
Or we can put in this way The sorrows of those who have a place other、in the position of a God will be multiplied
第五节
Verse 5
耶和华是我的产业是我杯中的份我所得的你为我持守
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup You support my lot
第八节
Verse 8
我将耶和华常摆在我面前因他在我右边我便不致摇动
I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand I will not be shaken
因此我的心欢喜我的灵快乐我的肉身也要安然居住
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices my flesh will also will dwell securely
第十一节
Verse 11,
你必将生命的道路指示我在你面前有满足的喜乐在你右手中有永远的福乐
You will make known to me the path of life In your presence is a fullness of joy In your right hand there are pleasures forever
刚才我们 Scott 弟兄给我们提醒、劝勉我们需要忍耐
Our brother Scott just remind us and encourage us to be patient.
他也提到大卫。
And he also mentioned David.
那金台弟兄呢提醒我们时间很重要。
Brother John reminded us that time is very important.
我们应当抓住神给我们的机会活在神的跟前。
And we need to lay hold of opportunity the Lord has given us to live before him.
那么我想呢借着诗篇第十六篇呢和弟兄姊妹有一个勉励
And I also would like to encourage brothers and sisters based on Psalm 16
就希望当年日转换的时候
As the time is changing
主带领我们在新的年度里
The Lord is leading us in this new year
能够过一个邻里富足的生活
We can live a spiritual rich life before the Lord
我们都知道大卫他是以色列的君王
We know David was Israel's king.
大卫的一生的经历非常的丰富。
David has a very rich experiences all through his lifetime.
我们从他外表的生活上可以看见大卫是非常的富足的。
From the outwardly speaking, he was very rich.
他曾经受过很多的苦，他的苦难也是富足的。
He went through a lot of afflictions, even his afflictions was very rich.
后来当他做君王的时候
And yet later he became a king.
我们看见神给他的这些祝福也是非常的丰富。
We saw that God has a blessing, many very rich blessings.
那么大卫有家庭有很多的儿女。
David has a family and he had many children.
圣经记载大卫的故事。
The Bible recorded David's story.
我想我们都很熟悉。
We were more familiar with.
但是当你读诗篇的时候
And yet, when we read Psalms,
你会看见大卫不仅是光是外面的这个生活上面有些的富足。
We can see that David was not just rich externally.
大卫在灵里面的那个生活是更富足的。
David was very rich spiritually.
在这么多忙碌的生活里面
In such a busy life he had
大卫的生命在神的跟前是丰富的
His life before the Lord was very rich
特别在诗篇第十六篇里面
Especially in Psalm 16
这里大卫让我们看见他如何在神的跟前过这个邻里富足的生活
David showed us how to live a life that is rich before the Lord
我们都知道今天神把时间量给我们
We know that the Lord has measured the time for us
神实在盼望我们能够在时间中每一个圣徒都过富足的生活
The Lord's intent is for every saint to live a life that is rich in time
那么在诗篇第十六篇里面呢有几个点提醒我们
In Psalm 16 we are reminded a few points
如果我们能像大卫一样能守住这些点，
If we can just like David lay hold of these points，
那么你灵里面属灵生活也会是富足的。
Then we will be rich in our spiritual life as well。
因为我们时间有限啊。
Because we are limited in time。
我不可能把诗篇十六篇全篇都把它讲解。
I cannot expound on the whole song。
我从其中选几个重点，希望我们弟兄姊妹能记住。
I just pick a few points. I hope that everybody can remember.
第一个点
，The first point，
大卫告诉我们说
，David tells us，
他说你是我的神，我的好处不在你以外。
He said, "O Lord, you are my Lord, and I have no good besides you."
我们知道大卫他做一个君王
，We know David as a king。
他可以从许多的人得到很多的好处。
He can gain much good from man.
但是最后在他的经历中，他能告诉我们说呢
？And yet, according to his experience, he is telling us，
在主之外所求到的那些好处都不是真的好处。
If we gain some good outside of the Lord, actually they are no good at all.
只有从神所得到的那个才是真正的好处。
Only the good we gain from the Lord, they are true good.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们大家都应该有一个心愿。
So, brother and sister, we should have this desire.
我们要对主说。
We should say to the Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
我的好处不在你以外。
I have no good besides you.
我们要学会只活在主的跟前。
We will learn to live in His presence only.
我们不需要从人求什么好处。
We don't have to need to gain some good from man.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
生活在这个世界中
，to live in this world，
我们很容易这个受到周遭事物的影响。
We are so easily affected by the things around us.
我们很多时候很希望能从人得到一点好处。
We are oftentimes we feel like we'd like to gain some good from man.
但是如果你要在灵里过富足的生活
，And yet if we would like to live a rich life in spiritually，
弟兄姊妹们，你要持守一件事情，绝不在主之外求好处。
We need to hold on this one thing that we have no good beside you.
这是大卫他的经历告诉我们。
This is what is telling us from David's experience.
实在来讲，我们应该有个感觉说，主啊，有你就够了。
Actually, our feeling should be, Lord, if we have you, it is all sufficient.
我们诗歌中很有名的一首诗歌。
There's a very famous song.
是这个 Miss Barber 写的。
Written by Sister Miss Barber.
他那个诗歌的告诉我们，主啊，有你就够了。
And she said that it is all sufficient if I have.
我们应该每天在主的跟前对主说，主啊，有你就够了。
We should say to the Lord every day, Lord, if we have you, it is all sufficient.
这样我们的眼就不会盯在人的身上了。
Then our eyes won't be turned away from him.
这是得富足生活的头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret to have a rich spiritual life.
第二个点。
Second point.
他说呢，以别的代替神的，他的愁苦必加增。
The sorrow of those who have battered for another God will be multiplied.
的确
，indeed，
在我们的生活里
，in our life，
我们如果把任何的东西代替主的自己
，if we replace the Lord with anything else，
你的愁苦必加增。
Our sorrow will be multiplied.
大卫在他做君王的生活里面
，David when he was a king，
我们知道他的生活是多么的复杂的。
We know that his life was very complicated。
但是他的经验告诉我们
，And yet his experience tells us，
任何时候主的在我们心中的地位被别的东西取代的时候，我们的愁苦就增加了。
Tells us that if the Lord's position in our hearts has been replaced by anything else, then our sorrow will be multiplied.
所以我们要常常提醒自己。
So we shall remind ourselves often.
绝不容许任何的事物在我们内心的深处占据主的地位。
We will never allow anything else to take the rightful place of God in our depth of our heart.
所以这句话希望我们弟兄姊妹能记住。
So I hope that brothers and sisters will remember this.
那以别的代替主的，他的愁苦必加增。
The sorrow of those who have a bother for another God will be multiplied.
你们愿意跟我一起来讲一遍吗？
I would like to repeat after me.
自己讲可能会记得比较清楚。
If you say it yourself, then you will remember it easy.
那以别的代替主的，他的愁苦必加增。
Multiplied.
所以愿我们真是越过越能够 重视主在我们内心深处那个最重要的地位。
Hope that more and more we can be more emphasized, we have a more emphasis on God's rightful position in our heart.
当我们的事业、我们的家庭、我们所有一切其他的娱乐的事物，它要在我们心中占有一个地位的时候。
As our business, our family, and any other thing would like to take a hold of a place in our life,
我们要提醒自己，
we need to be reminded.
以别的代替主的，他的愁苦必加增。
The sorrow of those who have a barter for another God will be multiplied.
所以这是呢，过富足的生活哈的第二个秘诀。
This is the second secret to live a rich spiritual life.
第三个点，
the third point.
他说呢，神是我的产业。
The Lord is my, is the portion.
耶和华是我的产业。
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
And my cup.
我们晓得当一个基督徒一蒙恩得救啊。
We know a Christian when he believed.
神在基督里就已经给我们一个非常丰富的产业。
The Lord has placed a very abundant inheritance in Christ for us.
我想有很多基督徒蒙恩得救之后啊，
I believe that many Christians when after we believed,
可能我们都不知道到底神给了我们有多大的丰富。
Really, we come to understand how much abundance we have received in the Lord.
我这是在新加坡啊，对弟兄姊妹讲。
In Singapore, I share with the brothers and sisters.
保罗曾经呢，用尽了他所能描述的，想要讲神给我们的丰富到底是。多么大的丰富。
Paul has tried his best to try to describe the abundance that God has given us in Christ.
但是保罗感觉到人的言语是没有办法完全描述。
And yet he feel like it's a very beyond our human words to describe that.
所以他说就着我所知道的我人就是不知道。
So he said, based on what I know, I know nothing.
神给保罗的启示是何等的大呢？
We see that the revelation that God has given to Paul was great.
但是他要讲到将来啊，我们看见神所要给所有每一个圣徒的那个产业的时候，用言语没有办法形容的。
And yet he looked forward as the future, the Lord, the inheritance the Lord is given to all the saints, he feel like it is beyond him.
所以我们一得救，我们每个弟兄姊妹都是富豪啊。
And actually, brothers and sisters, once we believe that each one of us is a wealthy man.
但是弟兄姊妹们。你如果光知道主是你的产业是不够的。
We only know that the Lord is our inheritance is not enough.
你有没有得着主是我杯中的份呢？
Have we truly come to the reality that the Lord is the portion of my cup?
是的，你的产业非常丰富。
Yes, indeed, you have a great inheritance.
但是你从来没享受到。
But you have never enjoyed it.
所以这个杯中的份。
And yet, the portion of my cup
是指的我们今天的经历说的
talks about our nowadays experience
是指的现在的享受说的
talks about now, enjoyment now
弟兄姊妹你回想过去的一年
brother and sister, we think back the past year
你在主里面有多少享受呢
how much enjoyment we have in the Lord
啊，你所得着的产业那么在你的生活中有多少经历呢
how much we have experienced the inheritance we have been given.
我们希望在来年的时候
We hope for the coming year.
我们不仅知道主是我们的产业
Not only we come to know that the Lord is our inheritance.
也知道他是我们杯中的份
We also know that he is the portion of our cup.
在天天的生活里
In our everyday life.
享受主的丰富
We will enjoy his abundance.
要让这个属灵的事情在我们身上成为一个实际的经历
We will allow the spiritual things to become the reality in our daily walk.
所以很可惜啊
It's a pitifully.
我们看见有很多基督徒一直在外面追逐很多的东西
We see many Christians have been pursued external things
我们看聚会我们看人
We look at the assemblies We look at the persons
我们看很多的工作
We look at the work
看很多人的讲论
We look at a lot of men's teaching
从来都不知道回到里面深处
We never knew to turn back inside
举起主祝福的杯
We lift up the cup of blessing
享受他的丰富
We will enjoy his abundance
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们无需要在外面去寻找什么东西
We don't need to pursue anything externally
耶稣基督在你里面已经是丰富的产业
Our Lord Jesus is the abundant inheritance inside of us
你要在生活中的每一件事情上享受这个杯所带给你的那一个
In everyday life, we would like to enjoy the portion of the cup.
所以大卫说耶和华是我的产业。
So David said that the Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
也是我杯中的份。
And also the portion of my cup.
那么他下面说呢，我所得的你为我持守。
And he said that you will keep what I received.
你这样就积蓄了神在你身上的丰富。
Then you, in this way we will accumulate the abundance the Lord has given us.
并且那个经历的丰富永远不会失去的。
And yet the abundance we have accumulated will never be lost.
因为神会替你持守住。
Because the Lord will support it.
啊，这就是彼得所说的。
This is what Peter said.
将来我们可以丰丰富富进神的国啊。
That future we can enter into the kingdom of God richly.
啊，那第四件事情。
The fourth point.
如果我们要过邻里富足的生活。
If we are to live a rich spiritual life.
大卫告诉我们说，我将耶和华摆在我面前。
Then David said that I will set the Lord continually before me.
啊，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
这什么意思叫做把耶和华摆在我们的 眼前呢?
What does that mean to set the Lord continually before me?
就是你做每一件事情的时候你都想到主啊。
That means that whatever we do, we think about the Lord.
啊，你一张开眼，耶和华在你面前，你第一个看见的就是主啊。
When we open our eyes, the Lord is in front of us. The first person we see is the Lord.
我们的难处是什么呢？
What's our difficulty?
我们常常眼睛一张开的时候，摆在面前就是一个难，有为难我们的人呢。
A lot of time when we open our eyes, the first person we see is the one who gives us troubles.
啊，有的家庭不够和睦的。
Sometimes we have a difficulty at home.
那这个先生一张眼就是太太。
The husband opens his eyes and he thinks about his wife.
啊，太太一张眼就是丈夫。
The wife opens her eyes and will see her husband.
有的人眼睛一张开来就想到儿女。
And someone opens their eyes they will think about their children.
就想到老板
了。Think about their boss.
想到那些为难我们的人。
Think about the person who gives us troubles.
或者说呢，你想到什么人叫你喜乐。
Or we will think of something that will bring us joy.
不。
No.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要常把主摆在我们的眼前。
We need to set the Lord continually before us.
那么我们一张眼一看见，第一个就是主自己。
As we are open our eyes, as we see that it's the Lord himself.
这个在属灵的经历上面来讲。
In the spiritual experience.
保罗告诉我们要透过基督看凡事。
Paul tells us we need to see all things through Christ.
我们不是用我们的眼光我们的经验来看事情。
We don't see things according to our own
perspective. 我们是透过基督来看事情。
We see things through Christ.
那你就能够感觉说主在我的右边，我就生活是不会动摇的。
Then we will come to realize that the Lord is at my right hand side and I will not be shaken.
然后你会过一种什么生活呢？
Then what kind of life shall we live?
我的心欢喜。
Then we will have a joy.
我的灵快乐。
Then our spirit, there's joy in our spirit.
啊，这个灵快乐，我中文的翻译，是这样翻，但它有好几种不同的翻译。
In Chinese, it says that our spirit will be rejoicing, but there's many different other translations.
比如说，翻译说我的荣耀快乐。
There's one translation say that my glory rejoices.
啊，实在原文的意思，它也有意思，就说呢，我的舌头快乐。
And there's actually in the original, it also says that my tongue rejoices.
什么叫舌头快乐？
So what does that mean?
我舌头快乐，我们就会歌唱。
If our tongue rejoices, then we will sing.
我们就会赞美。
Then we will praise.
我们会把荣耀归给主。
Then we will give glory to the Lord.
啊，这个字原文的确也有魂的意思在里面。
And the original there also means our soul.
我们的魂就快乐。
Our soul will rejoice.
那么就是我这个整个人都快乐。
Then our whole being will be rejoicing.
然后呢，我们的肉身呢，就要安然居住。
Then my flesh will also dwell securely.
就是我们的肉身呢，过得非常的安全的。
Then our flesh is secured.
弟兄姊妹们，你看大卫的经历啊。
So it's according to David's experience.
告诉我们圣徒可以过这种富足的生活的。
It tells that the saints can live a life such like this.
最重要什么？你要常把主摆在你的眼前。
So the most important thing is you have to set the Lord continually before you.
要学习透过主来看所有一切的事物。
We need to see all things through Christ.
啊，这样的话呢，弟兄姊妹们。
So in this way, brothers.
你在地上的生活。
Our life on earth.
你就过着一个喜乐的生活。
We can live a joyful life.
你想想看过去这一年呢？
We think about the past year.
你是快乐多呢，还是愁苦多呢？
Do you have more joy or more sorrow?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们很多时候都活在愁苦的当中。
A lot of times we were in sorrows.
哎，我们有时候真的是 苦中作乐。
A lot of times we try to make fun of our sorrow.
真是可怜的。
We are very pitiful. 基督
徒不需要过这样的生活吗？
And yet this is, should not be a life for Christians.
大卫提醒我们。
David reminds us.
你必须把主摆在你的眼前。
We need to set the Lord continually before us.
啊，任何的环境，在家庭里，主在你的眼前。
In all circumstances, in our family life, the Lord is before us.
在你做工的地方，主在你的眼前。
At our workplace, the Lord is before us.
在教会的侍奉里，主在眼前。
In church services, the Lord is before us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
你就能像大卫一样。过着一个喜乐的生活。
Then we can live a joyful life just like David did.
第五个点。
Five point, the fifth point.
他说，你必将生命的道路指示我。
Then you will make known to me the path of life.
这一节圣经哈，有的地方翻译说呢，是你已经把生命的道路指示我了。
There are some translations says that you have already made known to me the path of life.
啊。这里大卫告诉我们，我们需要走生命的路。
Then David tells us that we need to walk on the path of life.
当你能够行走在这条生命的路上的时候呢
？When we are able to walk in the path of life.
他说，你里面就不仅有喜乐的生活，你可以有一个喜乐满意的生活。
Not only we will have a life of a joy, and the joy will be full.
我们知道，在大卫的一生里面。
We know that in David's lifetime,
啊，他有时候在主面前的经历啊，他就告诉我们他的经历是福杯满溢。
His experience before Lord sometimes tells us that his cup overflows.
今天基督徒在神的跟前，应该每一个人天天的生活都是福杯满溢。
For Christians, our daily walk before the Lord shall, our cup shall be overflowing.
但是很可惜啊。
But pitifully,
大多数基督徒生活的感觉都是觉得我们过得很贫穷，很残缺。
A lot of Christians feel like our life before the Lord was very poor, very incomplete.
我们这个杯里面呢，好像主的恩典有，还有一点点。
In our cup, we seem to see some blessings, God's grace.
很少经历所谓的福杯是满溢的。
But we've really experienced the overflowing.
你会看这个，你很容易分辨的。
You can easily discern.
你有时候碰见一个弟兄姊妹交通，你就感觉到，哦，这个人福杯满溢啊。
If you meet with a brother or sister, when you have some fellowship, you will see that the cup is overflowing.
那有的时候我们看见有的人就好像非常的残缺。
And some are very incomplete.
所以大卫告诉我们说呢。
So David tells us,
你要在神所指示的生命的道路上跟随主。
We need to follow the Lord in the path of life.
那么你可以过着一个喜乐满意的生活。
Then we can live in the fullness of joy.
并且呢，这个喜乐满意的生活还带着一个永远的快乐在里面。
And yet this fullness of joy will bring in the eternal happiness.
这个是世界所不能夺去的一个快乐。
This is the happiness the world cannot take away.
因为这个快乐呢，握在神右手的里当中的。
Because this eternal happiness is in the hand of God.
在犹太人的习惯里面呢，右这边都是最大的。
According to Jewish tradition, the right hand side is the greatest.
右手是能力，代表能力。
Right hand represents power.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们在生命的道路上跟随主的时候
，As we follow the Lord in the path of life,
主的同在会充满在我们的生活里。
The Lord's presence will fill our life.
我们在神跟前的快乐是蒙神的能力所保守。
And our pleasure before the Lord was kept by His power.
所以你看，这样的生活是不是很富裕呢
？And we can see that it is such a rich life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
在这个年初的时候
，It's the beginning of the year.
我们也用大卫他的经历来作为我们所有弟兄姊妹的鼓励。
We would like to use a David experience as an encouragement to every one of us.
愿在主回来的日子之前
，Before the Lord's return，
我们在未来的一年，每个弟兄姊妹都能过着邻里富足的生活。
For this coming year, every one of us could live richly in our spiritual life.
啊，当我们一年在过去的时候
，As the time goes by, another year,
我们不是老是在那里懊悔。
We are not just have some regrets.
哎，我们能够欢呼在神的跟前。
Then we can be rejoicing before the Lord.
所以这里有五件事情。
So there are five things here.
这是在诗篇第十六篇里面 大卫的经历里面告诉我们的。
It is in Psalm 16, based on David's experience.
啊，时间很短，我讲的很快，不晓得你记住没？
There are five things I don't know if you remember.
稍微重复一下哈。
Let's do a little bit recap.
啊，第一个点。
The first point.
就是我们要说，我的好处不在你以外。
I have no good beside you.
第二个点。
The second point.
绝不以别的代替主的自己。
We will never barter for another God.
第三个点。
The third point.
我们要让主这个丰富的产业成为我们每天生活中杯中的份。
We will need to turn the portion of our Lord's inheritance into our cup.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
我们要无论在什么样情况里把主摆在我们的眼前。
In whatever circumstances, we will need to set the Lord before us.
第五个点。
The fifth point.
要走生命的道路。
We need to walk in the path of life.
顺着生命的感觉活在主的跟前。
We need to live before the Lord by this life.
愿主祝福我们所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
May our Lord richly bless each one of us.
让我们在他的面光中间，每个弟兄姊妹都过富足的生活。
So that in his presence, each one of us could live a rich spiritual life.
所以今天早晨。
So this morning.
啊，这是我们能借着主的话能够相互之间彼此的一个勉励。
This is the mutual encouragement we have for each other.
我们来唱首诗歌吧，好吧。
Okay, let's sing a hymn.
然后我们一同在主面前一同来有点祷告。
Then,
你有诗歌吗？你选了哈。好，感谢主。哎，来那个弟兄，请你上来带我们唱好了。你来吧。来。时间交给你了，哎，对，好。
我们一起来唱诗歌509首。
Let's sing hymn 509。
在唱诗歌以前啊，这个弟兄刚才跟我们交通了忍耐，要抓住机会，要与主同在，唯一的诉求。那我从1990年搬到西雅图来了以后。
Okay, before we sing the hymn, our brother just reminded us, we need to be patient and we need to lay hold of time and we need to live before the Lord. And just as I moved here in 1990.
我是一个不太会读圣经的人。
I was not a person who know how to study the Bible.
但是神把机会摆在我们面前。
And yet the Lord just placed opportunities right in front of us.
孙弟兄他在东边啊，在西边每个礼拜都有读经，在一年的大部分的时间里面。
For most of the time, our brother's son conduct a Bible studies on west and east sides.
所以一本这66卷书里面有大部分的书我们都读过。
Actually, for the 66 books in the Bible, we have read most of them.
孙弟兄带我们节一节，一章一章的读。
Our brother, let us to study the Bible verse by verse.
所以我回顾这些在主里面的年日来讲的话，这是我们蒙恩很大重要的一个部分。
As I think back my life before the Lord, this is a great portion to be blessed.
我们没有这种动力去读这个东西，去一直有恒的读。
We might not be, have the motivations to read God's word consistently.
但是弟兄借着他的关心跟爱护我们，我们能够只要跟上去就可以了。
And yet, through our brother's care and his love for us, all we need to do is just to follow.
所以从这十多年的跟弟兄一起读经的生活来看。
Just based on the more than 10 some years, Bible study experience with our brother.
这比我自己在主里面的追求要蒙福的多。
Yeah, that experience has brought me much blessings than my own personal pursuit.
所以希望弟兄姊妹在来年礼拜五晚上的读经聚会或者是其他的读经聚会能够来。
So I would like to encourage all of us to come to the Friday Bible study and other Bible study meetings.
用我们借着主的话能够更多明白主的心意。
So that we can come to know God's will through His word.
好，我们来读，我们来唱509首。
Then we will.
我们一起起立，好吗
？Let's all stand up and sing hymn 509.
常常告诉我们说，我们当塞尔雅口闭眼来跟随你。
Lord, through our brother, you often remind us, Lord, we need to be deaf and we need to shut our mouth and follow you.
主啊，要来的一年，愿你把你的心意更多的做在我们里面。
Lord, I pray that in the coming year, you will continue to realize your will inside of us.
主啊，愿我们得到的知识能够融合入我们的生命。
Lord, I pray that the knowledge we have gained could be truly the reality in our life.
主啊，我们愿意讨你喜悦。
Lord, we do want to please you.
主啊，我们也愿意你在我们生命当中居首位。
Lord, we do want to give you the first place in our life.
但是我们够不上的主啊，愿你来代替我们。
Lord, as we cannot do it, Lord, you will do it for us.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祝福你每一个儿女。
Lord, bless each one of us.
祷告奉你宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们先介绍一下第一次到我们当中来的弟兄姊妹或者是朋友们。